The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC Podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all, and welcome to this edition of the TWBC Podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, coming to you from Argentina, the host country of the U17 World Water Ski Championships, and we're in the middle of familiarization, at least the second day of two of that. And we've got a lot of stuff going on within about the next few days, and I'll tell you what, there's going to be some exciting skiing out there. But what is almost as exciting is the prospect of a brand new towboat manufacturer being part of the proceedings and taking the title as official towboat of the IWWF. And to that end, I introduce to you to Chris Loomis from Malibu Boats. So say hi to the good folks and tell us what your official title is.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tony, I appreciate you having me on today, and excited to be out here. Fantastic weather, fantastic scene, and great to be here. So Malibu Boats, Director of Dealer Development. That's what my business card says, but it's a little bit of a catch-all role. So,
quoted on NASDAQ as MBUU.
MBUU is the ticker symbol. You got it.
All right, then. So, we're looking out at the events, and we're looking out at some good jumping out there from our jumpers from the United States at this moment in time. So, kind of tell us a little bit about your story, how you got involved in this, because your background isn't necessarily built around the tournament water skiing, right?
Well, you know, my background story is not that dissimilar than most people. We started going to the lake as a family, no matter what we were doing. Soccer and basketball, whatever. What brought us to the lake was going water skiing at the lake, and it wasn't in a tournament type capacity, but it was very recreational in that sense. Until college, and college at UC Santa Barbara, go Gauchos. Got to get that plug in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So joined the college ski team on there. And I was introduced to these little pink buoys floating out in the lake, and I've been hooked ever since.
Would that be pink if they got a little bit too much sun before they got replaced?
You know, college ski teams have budgets we got to adhere to. So you know, they may have started at orange. Ours were pink and a little bit faded. But hey, they were out there, and we got to go around them. So.
All right then. So as we continue on with this practice, and we see a few of them out there, Malibu Boats. Let's just say there's a complicated history going into this event, because I think about 2, maybe 3 years ago, it wasn't all plain sailing, rainbows and sunshine, with Malibu. So let's try and address that 500-pound gorilla in the corner of the room, and tell us and kind of fill us in as to where you were then to where you are now.
Got it. Well, we're just going to jump right into the deep end off the dock here on this one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sounds good. No, all fun. So happy to do it. The world in the last 5-6 years has been very turbulent. There's a lot of different things going on, and different decisions being made, and that kind of a thing. And if we go back a few years, looking at different trend analysis and where consumers were at and that kind of a thing, there was some tough decisions that had to be made. And so some of those decisions were made and heavily debated internally. But we never were going away from skiing, and I know those rumors and innuendos were very much out there.
Oh yeah, there were plenty of them.
The internet was on fire. We were aware of it. We were watching all of those, and we never said we were walking away from skiing. We never discontinued the TXI. We never took it out of the catalog. It was simply a reaction to the marketplace and where that was at. Our roots are in skiing. In 1982, it's when we started this thing with the old Malibu Skier Project. And so we never had the intentions of going away. There was just some tough decisions that had to be made during that time. And rather than kind of getting on the internet, making any kind of statements or anything like that, we decided to put it in the pocket and go, okay, how do we let the scene know that we're very much in support of them continuing the growth of skiing? We see the future of the opportunity here, and that's where the IWF opportunity came from.
Indeed. And also factoring into what was going on around about that time, and probably just a fly in a lot of a lot of naysayers' claims at the time that you had three top marquee tournament athletes in the form of Regina Jaques, Thomas DeGasperi, well, his brother is a Thomas Asher, Will Asher, who has recently been re-signed to the brand, and we'll discuss that in a little bit. So I mean, what was that kind of decision like to basically essentially eliminate those who have been ambassadors for the brand and for the sports as a whole, and maybe others as well?
Sure. Again, there's, you know, we're constantly looking where the market's at and where we need to position and what that investment needs to look like. And we never went to that athlete team and say, hey, we're discontinuing, we're moving in a different direction. We made some decisions that, you know, very understandably opened the door for them to get poached, and you know, no hard feelings on that. T-Gas, Regina, Willie, fantastic people, and it was a tough one to see go. You know, not the desired result we were looking for, but again, we were in a position where just some tougher decisions had to get made in where we were allocating some stuff. You know, so that said, you know, we come out with the IWF partnership over the next 6 years. We follow that up, you know, by bringing Will back, and that's where we're going to go in the future, and we're going to start reestablishing where we're at.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how that negotiation came on board. You know, because I mean, obviously, the IWWS contract with the existing boat company had kind of run its course a little bit, and it was time for them to renew, and you stepped into the fray and decided to throw your collective hats into the ring. So kind of give us a little bit of a backstory as to how that happened and how you essentially stunned the world in that respect.
Yeah. You know, we at the core, we are an engineering driven company. We are looking at product. We're looking at innovation. That's really have always been where we fit into the space. And so we're never necessarily looking at making the loudest, you know, press releases and statements and things like that. And so when we looked at the situation in front of us and saw a lot of that chatter, and we saw it, you know, we definitely heard it. We were fielding the questions. We saw the internet, you know, getting fanned on that one. And we went, okay, how do we change the narrative here? What do we need to do to show support in this community and drive development going forward? And rather than coming out with various press releases, anything else, the best way we could do is lead with our actions. And so when we went to the IWF, we had a lot of those representatives that we had those long-term relationships with. This isn't our first foray into tournament skiing. We've been around. We've pulled, you know, numerous world records. We have a number of innovations and patents. And so it was just we need to reestablish this space. And that's where the IWF came in, is we wanted to do things a little bit different. We wanted to support the community. We wanted to give back to the skiers. We want to drive the sport forward and see the progression, rather than, you know, a consolidation factor which tends to stifle things. So that was our mindset of getting with them, and simply reached out to the relationships we already had in place, and got together and sat down and had the right conversations to go, hey, what do we want this to look like together? So
continuing on with that theme a little bit, and we're surrounded here at this table by some folks from Australia, and mm-hmm. it's good that we have them here, because one of the Malibu manufacturing plants worldwide is actually based in Australia. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there were some folks there that were kind of relieved to hear that things were progressing forward with the Malibu brand rather than retracting.
Absolutely. You know, one of our strengths to bring a better value and a better engineered product to market is, you know, we have multiple manufacturing facilities. We have multiple engineering teams, and we work collectively together. And what we find from a global footprint, every market is a little bit different. You know, and the good people down in Oz, they were still very heavily rooted into the ski scene. Whereas we know domestically, you know, North America, a lot of the numbers had shifted to wake and surf and you know, the board sports, and it's just a kind of a different space. And so they were very much leaning on us to go, hey, this is still very crucial point of what we're looking for. There was enough people in the U.S. that say, no, they're, you know, we need to be in here. We want to be in here. And so the two, you know, facilities were working definitely together. And so when we came up with the IWF program, it was one of the first phone calls I got, was from the guys down under, and just absolutely ecstatic and high-fiving on the thing. And we've already got some great plans for obviously the next event down there, and so we're excited for it. So the entire collective team, top to bottom, is really looking forward to what we can help drive in the sport.
And one of the things that drives the sport forward is innovation. Now, when I look at the Malibu brand over the last few seasons, you know, it's been a pretty consistent product. I'll put it that way. I haven't really seen too much out of the Skunk Works at the Malibu plant, but I'm sure that without giving too much away, what can the boat buying community expect from Malibu in terms of a new boat, so far as maybe a replacement to the TXI?
Sure. So yeah, I'm gonna walk that line a little fine point we're here, but
tiptoe.
We're definitely tiptoeing on that one. So you know, being the engineering driven company rather than, you know, a marketing focus or any kind of a splash headline, we're gonna look at how we can look at continuous improvement. How do I make myself better tomorrow than I am today? You know, what are those things that I need to do? And we're going to look at it and we're going to attack the product the same way. The benefit of having a fantastic engineering team in Australia, the benefit of having a fantastic engineering team in Tennessee, we still have our engineering facility in California. We're drawing on different perspectives, different vantage points, different customer bases. Holistically, we can put that together and deliver a better product. The other thing that I'd want to touch on, we kind of touched on it a little earlier, is Will Asher.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
So yeah, let me
circle around.
All right, we'll circle around to that one. But I think we're going to take the approach of not only listening to what we know from our history. I mean, we've got over 40 years of doing this. We want to drive consistency. Consistency drives performance, and performance is where you get those PBs. And if you look at our product, it's been very consistent. That said, we can make little tweaks along the way. There's changes we can make short term. There's larger changes we may consider making longer term. And we're going to take a look at all of those things. So what you're going to see, we've got a new dash for this model year that's just kind of come out. So we've tweaked a few things there. We're trying to make it much more driver friendly and bring that, highlight that ZO system. That's just easier. You know, coming around the turn island or wherever that driver's interacting it in between skiers. And so we're looking at that feedback from the ski community. We're looking at that feedback from all of our promo teams and around the world. Hey, what do you want to see differently? What are the tweaks that we can make? So, you know, short term, we're going to make some small adjustments that anyone who's got one of the new 26s, we're already hearing that there's just, I don't know what you guys did, but there's some tweaks here. We like it. And do we choose to make some larger differences, you know, as we go forward? And, you know, we're looking at all of those things as well.
So. Some of the smallest changes yield the biggest rewards.
They really do. And the reality is we really believe that we have a fantastic platform to work with. The TXI in its current generation drives amazing. It skis incredibly well. It's more refinement than evolution is really where we're attacking it right now. And that's based on direct feedback from, you know, from the community at large.
All right, then let's circle back to that, to Will Asher. I mean, we kept him on the leash for long enough. Yep, now.
Sure. It's fair enough. So, Willie, fantastic guy. When we, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think I don't have to tell anybody in the world that you know, us bringing Will back is just an absolute no-brainer. But what I would want to highlight is we didn't just bring him back as an athlete. We know what he's capable of on the water, behind the boat. But Will's a tactician. Will's an engineer. part of Will's contract, it's about half of his contract, is actually engineering based.
Wow.
Will will be putting his stamp, his thumbprint, and his significant influence in driving the current and whatever potential, you know, iterations we do and subsequently on that TXI division. And so that's where we're opening up, you know, the opportunity for Will to refine that product from a driving standpoint, from a skiing standpoint, from a community standpoint. We're taking it to ski school industries. He has a major portion of his contract that's going to be driving product. And everybody from a consumer standpoint that's able to interact with a Malibu on the dock, you know, as we go forward, they're getting the direct benefit of Will Asher's mind going into that product. It's not marketing hype, it's not podiums, it's engineering, it's product driven. And everybody who stands on that dock, they gain a little slice of that knowledge.
Now, one of the things I saw a few days ago in one of the Instagram posts from Malibu Boats website, and this featured a little bit with Tara Mikasic. I mean, it was more aimed towards wakeboarding, but the verbiage and the text that was left afterwards kind of hinted that maybe some of the innovation of having power steering in a wakeboard boat could translate down to the tournament boat. Now, you're licking your lips at this point, and you're probably going to come up with an answer. Is power steering going to be the next feature, and could it tie into to shore path to make driving easier and more accurate?
So the way I think I'll answer that one is, you know, towboat design has come so far, you know, in the last, you know, 30, 40 years. I mean, the boats you look at today versus just 5 years ago, just drastically different. And they sometimes tend to be baby steps at, you know, year over year that end up adding up to larger things. We have the benefit of looking at what we've developed on the wake and the surf side that will absolutely play into developing on the ski side. And conversely, there's things that we did on the ski side that we've translated over the wake and surf side, you know, from a product and an engineering standpoint. We're going to continue that mindset. And if there is something that's on one of our products or one of the boats that is being very well received, and the migration over to a different sport is going to be equally as powerful, we're 100% going to look at those items. So,
all right. So this contract here from Malibu with the IWWF is going to last five or 6 years.
Six-year contract.
Yep. So where do you anticipate seeing this brand and its relationship with the International Federation in that time span? Because I mean, that covers, what is it, three world championships?
Or? Yeah, you've got I believe what the contract says is there's at each one of the different divisions there's six different world championships on an ongoing basis. I think four of them are on the ski side, the three event side, two of them are on the wake side. And then we're looking at other avenues as well. So we're looking at bringing the best possible product we can, bringing the best performance. We've got factory guys here on site answering the tougher questions. We know those questions are out there. We're getting those. We welcome them. I am standing out here on the dock with Malibu head to toe. I welcome that conversation. Our other guys do as well, and we want that feedback. Likewise, with those relationships, we want to develop the relationships. So can I tell you where it's going to go in 6 years? No?
Please do.
We have an idea of where we want it to go, and that is we want to see the progression in the sport. We want to see the athletes activating at those peak performances. We also want to see PBs at every other level event. It's not just solely always about that peak-level athlete. We're all competing with ourselves internally for the how do I be a little bit better tomorrow than I am today, and we want to encourage that PB all the way through. We want to grow the sport overall. We want to bring more people into it. We want to make more accessible, and then obviously we want to create that aspirational aspect at the very elite level of the sport.
And logistically, you've got a bit of a challenge over the next few months because you're going to Calgary, Canada, mm-hmm. to pull that event. Then you've got Peru in January. And then not too long afterwards, the Open Worlds in Australia.
Correct. correct. So we knew where, you know, the first couple of events were at when we signed on, you know, and having conversations where future events are going to be. We're going to be very involved in that. One of the things that we're looking at is the logistics of doing that. We know what we got into, that we got the boats down here to Argentina on a reasonably short amount of time from a manufacturing standpoint. They're very well dialed. All the feedback I've heard has been very positive from the drivers and the skiers so far. We're gonna continue to ensure that. We've already got the new specific boats in the works for the Calgary event, so that one's got dialed and ready to take care of. And Canada being a host country on that one, we're going to please them with some of the coloring schemes that we're going to play in there. And then we're looking at those future events on the logistics as well. So we know what we're in for. We also want to look at how do we make the events more accessible to the normal consumer, the normal person that wants to come by and get experience and exposure to what this whole water ski community is about. It's an absolutely fantastic community, and we want to share that with the rest of the world and open more doors, create more opportunities, and bring more people into the sport.
And to that end, you've actually took a little bit of time a few minutes before this interview to signal to all of your dealers in the dealership network the playlist for the TWBC webcast of this event here coming to them live from Argentina.
Yep, absolutely. One of the things that we always want to engage is, you know, from a pure business standpoint, we want to make our dealers the heroes. They're the ones that are in the field answering the tough calls and working with the consumer. We want to make sure that customer experience is absolutely seamless. The reality is no one needs a boat. It's aspirational. They're going to have to want that. There's a passion factor, and our dealers work with those customers hand in hand every day. We want to make it easy for them. And so, yeah, right before we jumped on here, we sent out that link to all of our dealers. All of our dealers have fantastic facilities. They got the TVs and the audios in the showrooms. We want them turning it on. We want them celebrating this partnership and really embracing the ski community and start bringing people, on the ski side of things and three event side back in those dealerships and welcoming with open arms, getting our dealers embracing this space as well, and start putting some TXIs at boat shows and other touch points where people can start seeing them again. So
absolutely, and I do like the color scheme on this Malibu TXI there, resplendent in the white and the blue of Argentina.
Very Argentina. I was trying to pull for either put Messi's face on the side of the boat somehow. I lost that coin flip.
I think you would have something to say about that. Like, give me some money.
Yeah, exactly. There was some royalties we couldn't quite afford. But getting the Argentinian colors and the flags on there is just a fantastic look. So
yes, get them behind their country early as they get ready for the FIFA World Cup in a few months' time. But anyway, we're gonna wrap up this episode of the TWBC podcast. Thank you very much for that. But before we journey out, any last words you'd want to say, especially to our posse of Australians that are surrounding this, who have a vested interest in seeing the Malibu brand flourish and prosper?
Absolutely. Well, it was kind of cool to be doing this with the USA guys on the dock, and the Aussies is my background audience. So we genuinely appreciate. There we go. We appreciate the support. We love it, and we know what skiing in Malibu means to you guys down under. We're honored and blessed that you guys are here and participating in such an engagement with our product, and we definitely want to share that with you guys. So thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing you in a year when we get to the Worlds down there, and we're looking at having a fantastic showing and a better party on it. So
I think that deserves a bit of applause, you Aussies. All right, then, and that concludes this episode of the TWBC podcast. Thank you very much indeed to Chris Loomis from Malibu Boats, and until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.